Hello friends, we start with chapter 16 on mobile marketing, and Professor Ashish Hathi was going to take you through this session. Very important as such, we all know today mobile is revolutionizing the way we are going to work and live our life. So what is mobile marketing? Essentially, if I had to define it, it's a way to market using multi-channel digital marketing strategy. Digital marketing is fundamentally based on mobile, aimed at reaching target audience having their mobile devices with them. So using various online platforms in a way that it connects you, creates, delivers, and engages customers with their mobile. That is the mobile marketing, critical for today's era, because it can create both mobile to your digital property traffic, your digital property to mobile. You can reach out the message. So that being the criticality of it, and it, therefore it connects with most of the digital era channels. As you can see it out here, a lot of personalization is possible due to the onset of mobile. This thing, you can use a lot of personalization, you can use time-bound message delivery, you can use location-sensitive information and connect with that mobile user who's within that location, so nearby. As you recall, you would have noticed that in Google, you can give a nearby. So, and your location being tracked. So mobile, there are senders who would have given a kind of a geofencing or whatever that geographical coverage. So when you enter there, you get to know about their messages, etc. Adoption rate is increasingly very fast. Various, even a low-end mobile devices are made to work as a smartphone, at least on certain platforms. They are WhatsApp enabled, they are like interaction enabled. So then what more you require? Large screen is not the only solution. Consumer behavior is getting changed. I have installed, so to say, a screen time widget in my mobile. I am little concerned about my kind of screen time post my, say, eye surgery. But friend, at the end of the day, despite my control that I exercise, the reading is still around 8 to 9 hours a day. So that is what is, we are so glued. Our entire behavior is shaping based on what we see and read on our mobile. So what is the role of the mobile, this thing in today's mobile marketing is, one is it's a spread, the way it has spread across millions of owner having a smart and digital phones. So that is one. As a result, the accessibility has increased. You can reach out. So what role a mobile plays as a device in mobile marketing? One is, it is now a common ownership. Vegetable guy, tea vendor, and even driver and you, the prevalence is so much. As a result, the accessibility has improved. It leads to the real-time engagement. The moment SMS or WhatsApp comes in, you ought to see it. And that being the case, so here Starbucks mobile app for order. Even that is, there are so many companies' apps being available. It facilitates your transaction, right? From e-commerce to my booking, my Uber ride, then whatever that, you know, Zomato and those kind of food ordering, etc. Push notification. Once the person has downloaded your app, it is easy for you to do a push notification time and again with your offer, reminder, and exciting news, etc. Make a part of the loyalty program. Very easy to manage the loyalty program. I immediately, when I make a payment on Google Pay, scratch card comes in. When I scratch it, I get some offer. I decide to use or not to use. So it's like the loyalty program participation has also grown. So how does it work? That's a question. First of all, mobile facilitates the data collection. Data collection about the location, data collection about your behavior. Whatever that you do on your mobile, remember it is recorded somewhere. Recorded is not necessary that transcripts and those kind of things. It's like they monitor your digital behavior. Okay. So preferences, what kind of purchases you make. You would have noticed the moment you give some handbag searches, you will be flooded in various other things when you go, you will be flooded with those aspects, you know. So that's the power of mobile data collection. Then comes the target messaging. So you are able to, now you have a profile of your customer, those who have created that profile. When they even had the mobile, they will write certain details to start at that time. They participate in various apps. When they download apps, they provide certain information like birth date and all is a common this thing, male, female, etc. So you are able to really target them very well. Real-time interaction is facilitated. Example again here, I have told you that the Starbucks uses a push notification. So they, whenever there's a new product, new offer, etc., Starbucks intimates to their valued customer. Geo-targeting, you can allow only customer or a prospects within certain geographical location. So even that is prevalent, so even if when I'm traveling from say Mumbai to Delhi and in between, when I pass by say Gujarat, in this particular thing pertaining to my profile, I get that push notification. Entire journey mapping is possible. So when I move from one device to the other device, or when I move from one stage to the other stage, so especially the ticketing and all, or especially airline ticketing, etc. So like whether I booked it through online or not, that also they will come to know. So in my case, what happens, the ticket is procured by my office, so they will know that this guy is himself not buying, but then remaining communication, reminder for my boarding cards and those things, baggage allowances and blah blah, this is allowed, not allowed, all these things starts with me. And then how did I use the mobile to interact with that airline, they can tap that. So there are many advantage about it. One is a personalization based on the entire user behavior. You are able to create a personalized engagement with it, very cost effective. Generation after doing it, you are able to reach it out to millions of people with the same profile, vis-a-vis the traditional marketing communication channel like print advertising, etc., or production of a TV commercials, etc. There's a measurability. That is the flip side of it. That's the most important aspect of it. Every communication on the mobile has a measurability, because all those analytical platforms have aligned in such a way that they give you that perspective. So you come to know your campaign performance, ability to target, and therefore right targeting at right location at right time facilitates your global reach in a very fantastic manner. You are able to get higher engagement because mobile facilitates very innovative and creative way of communication, and as a result, feedback can be very instantaneous. Abandonment rate will give you an idea about that communication was not exciting. Even simplest thing, customer may not have interacted much, but even that abandonment rate or bounce rate, as they say, will give you that feedback. So not only that, customer definitely engages into, he clicks it, certain buttons, certain things, he looks at it. All this thing generates a feedback for you as to what is working, what is not working. Of course, this marketing is like other, have certain challenges. The privacy concern is the topmost, wherein you, me know that mobile watches us, listens us, uses our data, passes it on to the advertiser, marketers, etc. So that's a concern. The moment you search for something, all sites and all advertisers who are on that platform will corner you. You will start getting their messages and all. Vis-a-vis your data, your various other things are also at a risk. We are technology dependent because mobile will function only if there is either an internet connectivity or Wi-Fi connectivity. The moment there is a break, you are stuck. Content adaptation is of course a challenge because there are multiple types of mobile, multiple iOS and you see Android. Again, varying nature of devices, varying capabilities, varying screen nature, all this thing makes the content adaptation a challenge. Competitiveness is very high. Most of the competition prefers nowadays to come onto the mobile bandwagon. Therefore, each one is vying to get your that attention. There are a lot of regularly compliances are coming in. For example, these are some of the international standards, but even in India, TRAI, which is governing body, now they are forcing that marketers, to come out with a stringent provision so that you are not hassled as a spam, SMS and call, etc. User fatigue. So overwhelming users with too many notifications will lead to the fatigue. He will close himself to anything coming out of your bandwagon, you know, your brand or your company. So these are the challenges. So how to overcome that remains a concern. Mobile marketing was traditional marketing, not that, you know, I need to really deeply explain, but first of all, the device itself, digital, non-digital, etc. So that is what you have to understand. The reach, mobile gives you the instant reach, while if you use other traditional media, only either when they are released or where they are put up, you will have a reach. Hoarding, then only in that area you will have a reach. A newspaper, only on the date of release you will get that. So these are those reach issues. Engagement, newspaper and all are like, once closed, we do not go back. While television commercial, once the TVC goes back, we cannot recall it back, etc. In the mobile, etc., that is possible. Engagement rates are also, you know, better, wherein interactiveness is brought in. Two-way communication is possible. So that's why the engagement activity level, cost, generally the cost of production and all may look heavy, but when you start getting into its reach impact, at that cost, how many people you reached, at that cost, how many new customers you generated. So the cost of marketing per customer, per lead, etc., goes down. The measurement ability is very strong because you get real-time tracking, which is not possible in the traditional marketing. So you get plenty of user behavior data. That is what is going to help you with the subsequent tactical plan or even change of your strategy. The flexibility that mobile campaign offers you, you can quickly change. If you feel the creative is an issue, if you feel that appeal is an issue, if you feel the offer is an issue, if you feel certain platform is not working, change is very, very possible. Therefore, it is most flexible. So these are the parameters that I have highlighted on which there is a strong difference vis-a-vis traditional marketing tools. So now what we get into is so coming out of my earlier section, this is like a differentiation that we are trying to put in. So there are many repeats, but quickly, the personalization, as I told you, the way it is possible in digital or the mobile is not possible in traditional. Flexibility, I have already discussed, the kind of freedom that you have on mobile, which is not there in the traditional. The measurability, real time versus traditional, was either not real time or not possible or not real time. Only when you're ABC, that is the Audit Bureau of Circulation, publishes the print media circulation data, then only you will come to know. So those are those issues. Engagement, creatively you can create your communication for this release on mobile, though that freedom is definitely not available in the traditional media. Speed of implementation can be very fast. When implemented, the reach will be very widespread. So, and campaign can sustain longer time, you can re-repeat, etc., which is not otherwise possible on traditional media. For every repeat, re-repeat and all, you may have to spend money. Targeting is very precise with your mobile, this thing, which earlier otherwise in the traditional, this thing, based on the kind of targeting data that media used to give, only you could decide. Here in the mobile, micro targeting is possible. So here that gives you the example of a real world Nike's mobile strategy. I will just align you, not that I'll get into a detailed description, but they have used an augmented reality. Okay, they have an app in which, using an augmented reality, they are giving you that interactive experience. Augmented reality means you can kind of visualize things, or if you can point your mobile to particular part, etc., it will probably come alive. So those kind of features are possible. So there is an interactiveness, and as a result, customer gets into it, okay, which is not possible in the traditional. Whatever information that you have written about its soul, or about it's the kind of a product, or the kind of inside comfort, etc., but in the augmented reality, that will come alive. So you see that the difference is that. Therefore, what is happening, the engagement metrics, the kind of people watching it, going through it, interacting it, participating in the campaign, etc. You have told him to do certain activity, they will participate. So that engagement rate is very high that they have achieved. As a result, the in-app purchase, which is a purchase directly through the app, not going to the shop and buying it, that has also gone up. And broadly that they have achieved a similar, that and similar such engagement has created a loyal base of customer. So this is like a real life example that has been shared with you. So what is going to happen in future for mobile marketing? Though it is uncertain, certain aspects have been put forward for your understanding. Technology implement emerging, day in day ways things are changing. Now you have a generative AI, augmented reality, virtual reality is going to change still drastically the way mobile marketing is going to happen. Increasing personalization is possible because finer and finer data capturing is going to be viable, feasible. Storing that big data and analyzing is also going to be through a tools and various AI support available. As a result, ability to know what is working, not working will get further refined, and you are able to create those micro segments, and accordingly you are able to have a personalized interaction created. Privacy measures are going to be more and more coming in. Governments are getting conscious and they are implementing various privacy restraints and all those things. So that is also coming in place. Mobile first strategy. Many companies already have decided to release their campaign on mobile first and then go to traditional media or then go to the out of home media, etc. Voice search optimization is nowadays possible. Google is already offering, but now many AI apps and many app that company itself developed incorporates that voice search optimization. So as a result, you are able to talk and initiate your interaction. So that is also helping. 5G impact. The 5G, that is a technology through which the data transfer, the rate at which data transfer happens, has made the entire mobile marketing possible with very lively capture, lively release of videos. Earlier it was not possible. If you all are already just started living in 5G, let me tell you, earlier videos and those things were not possible. They used to get into buffer. Okay, now you see with seemingly the moment you click it, the video plays and all is all thanks to 5G technology. So this is what is the future holding, and you never know whether after 5G will there be any 6G, 7G. That is, of course, that is also happening already. It is only a time that it is going to come in front of you. But 5G itself has to still spread. So that's the future. So the impact that it is going to create on the market and the marketing, that is what I am going to kind of give you an idea. Key benefits will get further enhanced. So personalization, as I told you, will get further refined. The cost effectiveness will further evolve. The reason I tell you, because millions of people are every day getting added. Millions of people are getting hooked onto the internet. So they are now part of the World Wide Web. Okay. Lakhs and millions are connected to 5G network. So all this thing is going to facilitate the real-time engagement. And your global reach will spread faster, not only national. So strategically, to remain connected, to remain relevant with your customer, to remain differentiated vis-a-vis your competition, mobile action, mobile strategy is a must for every organization. Continuous evolution. Now that technology is growing, so mobile, quality of mobile, earlier Android was not there. Now Android is there. What you don't know what is going to come next. So as a result, even that as a platform is growing, other platform is trying to see that what has evolved in the mobile, how maximum use they can take. So continuous evolution also offers you a different way to communicate. So that's how you create a differentiation. Meeting customer expectation for seamless mobile experience is a must. So your app and various things that you created should be mobile adaptable, like mobile friendly. Okay, where customer should not find it difficult to navigate, use your buttons, etc. So even that is there. Overall integration is very, very critical. mobile, remember, is not a standalone this thing. It's a part of your overall digital marketing strategy. We have already studied earlier. So integration with the digital marketing strategy is a must. Now we get into understanding types of mobile marketing. Okay. So this is like the different way that one can do the mobile marketing. So objective, of course, is to create a seamless consumer engagement through various mobile channel, that is through various means that one can reach out to the customer. So that's what important is. Personalization, as I told you, real-time engagement is possible, real-time communication is possible, and cost effectiveness. So that being important thing. However, challenges are definitely there. One is the technology dependency, the another one on the privacy front. There are a lot of frauds are happening. As a result, people are apprehensive. Person like me who boarded the bus of e-commerce and all much later faced certain fraudulent transactions. So I'm kind of reserving myself. So all those things are going to have a hampering effect. However, the way number of people are growing in terms of having a mobile, connecting with net, connecting with 5G technology, all this is going to get a surge in the growth. So as a result, integral sync with your overall online content marketing strategy, where mobile is a very critical element to create that customer relationship. So first thing is, as I told you, we are going to learn different methods of mobile marketing. First is SMS and MMS based marketing. SMS is simple, one mobile to another mobile text message transfer. MMS is only an add-on where the video transfer also is possible. Short message and multimedia message service. That's a full form. You can use it for promotion. So offer you give, you can reach it to SMS, MMS. You have an update, a new product feature, something you inform. You have an alert that your insurance is due now. I started getting alert about my car insurance getting due in the next month. So that way, personalized offer. You create a personalized offer, that is possible. High open rate. It has been noticed that mobile-based communication using SMS, MMS is a high open rate. As a result, it is still a proven method. Okay. And therefore, what is happening is a direct and personal communication is getting established between the marketeer and the brand and the customer on the other end. There are, however, legal binding aspects. One is an opt-in. The email or the mobile used, email or mobile used should have a permission given by the person. However, regulation is very, very absurd and very, 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 very open, wherein you are being tempted to give that open permission in a disguise, but it's like we are helpless. Can you not give access all to WhatsApp? Will you not give access all to Google? So you have, by default, by compulsion, you are giving it. So it's that you are given them an opt-in permission. So that's what. So here, retailer sending you a discount code. That's another example of personalization, where certain category you want to attract people above 55. You want them to make a purchase, so you give them, okay, benefit 55. So like when you buy next, use this code, so you will get 10%. So I get a feeling that I am only getting this, and that's one plus point that I get, and therefore I am getting inclined. So likewise, mobile app, creating your company, your e-portal, etc. You create a mobile app. Car is purchased, they will download the app and they will connect all your details, so that now your car service engagement, now you're getting a service appointments, etc. Knowing about various accessories, new accessories, etc. is easy. So this is all through mobile app. Zomato or Swiggy, this is that mobile app. You have understood the functionality of it. And apps, when they are created and they are made user friendly, they have a fantastic engagement rate. Advantage is also personalization. You can create a very tailored personalization, behavioral personalization, purchase based personalization. Once you have downloaded the app, at that time you are given certain information. Now the marketer can analyze that I want to give this offer, to a 55 year and above. They are most likely to buy. So they create a code and they have sent me. That's also a way of personalization. They have seen my behavior. I have been buying only, say, like particular brand. So they will give me more input about those new brands, related new products coming in. Preference based, you know, what kind of preferences are that kind of people who bought this also considered this. So that kind of personalization is possible. Loyalty, at the end of it, what will happen through various scratch card, loyalty program, point program, personalization, effectiveness, etc. I will become more aligned to your app and more aligned to your app based functionality, and that's where Starbucks allows the ordering, payment, loyalty, exchange, etc., which is any other one. So that's a mobile app. Social media marketing, there was a full chapter that we have covered. What is social media? These are all the social media platforms. You know that you have a specific nature of genre of people on that. Facebook is open to all, but LinkedIn is specific. TikTok is further specific platform. So you have to have, therefore, a right content, right story, and frequency with which you come, consistency that you release. So then that person will become engaged with your channel. Okay, so that's what is very important. Engage with your page, engage with your TikTok handle, etc. So reach is something that is possible through social media marketing. Once you decide your targets and multiple niche targets, etc., you are able to then release multiple communication to multiple target groups without not mixing your communication, and thereby achieve a fantastic wider demographic, geographic, behavioral, psychographic reach. Okay, advertising, social media can give you various options. So you are able to use creativity to its best. Therefore, it's a very powerful tool for the advertising. Instagram stories used by the brands for quick promotion and engagement, teaser promotion, launch promotion, sharing the success stories and blah blah, you know, customer stories. So that kind of a thing you show, that gives the power to social media marketing, which is using mobile. Social media uses mobile as a tool. So that's where responsive web design. Web design optimized for mobile devices. So when website is opened in your mobile, can it be still the way the look and feel be like what is on the laptop? Most will say no. You have to optimize to look very attractive also on the mobile. So that is what is that website optimization in terms of designing, so that user experience will be seamless. Okay, they will not have a strain on the eyes. They will easily get the buttons, etc. And SEO friendly. So what you optimize your website for, you optimize it. Nowadays people do the optimization for the mobile first. So you see that search when done through the mobile will elucidate a better result rather than the laptop, etc. So that also is a way that one can look at responsive website design development. Adaptability. Responsive design automatically adjusts content layout to the screen size and also. When you built in your design, keeping the mobile in mind, adaptability will be natural. So whether I open in iPhone, whether I open in Samsung, whether I open in VO, different screen, different size, but look and feel will be complete. So as a result, it helps me to retain visitors longer, bounce rate is minimized, and engagement is facilitated. E-commerce site with e-responsive design facilitates very easy shopping. Bucket, then pay, then you are redirected to the payment, this thing. When so payment is closed, you are automatically on the same page, complete transaction, blah blah. So it's all seamless, you see. So that's the power. Location-based marketing. Now, what is the definition of it is? Targeting specific set of customer based on their geographic location using technology like geofencing and beacons. So these are those technology front. We are not going to bother about it, but it's like a geofencing is you create a fence, Dadar or Dadar Matunga, or like say Central Mumbai, South Mumbai, likewise. Beacons are the devices which is when installed creates a kind of a fence within which if the customer comes, he gets your offer. So that's why when the customer meets certain specific segment parameter and he is within that location, the message gets delivered. It uses technology like GPS, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc. So advantage is you drive customer, not only you make him aware about offer, drive him to the nearest location where he can fulfill his need. Okay, and then comes the real-time marketing, which is allows for timely and relevant promotions and thereby increases the conversion rate. Specific time of the day your promotion should be created and delivered, so it will do that. Zomato doing early morning talk about lunch will not help. Zomato early morning talks about better breakfast, healthy breakfast. Okay, so their advertisements will give you the item view of a breakfast suitable. But post 12 o'clock, it will be your lunch centric. So likewise, real time, okay. Privacy considerations, clear communication, your consent term should be clear, should not be disguised. Okay, so that is one has to take care of. Retailer sending push notification with discount code or reminding you about kind of a store near you or arrival of a new stock. Likewise, that is what is a so location based marketing. Advantages of mobile marketing. So what are the advantages? So friends, like being a longer subject and your entire presentation also being lengthy, few things like advantages, limitations, etc. I will want to spend limited time vis-a-vis something which I require to. So here I will be little quickie on that. Advantages are like accessibility and immediateness. Like you access consumer anywhere, anytime, globally. Once it is released, it reaches out to the people. You are able to reach out to those who meet those segment profile. Multi-channel options are available. Using mobile through SMS, mobile through MMS, mobile through apps, etc. So those are the things, multiple channel possible. Improvement rates, engagement rates are definitely better because you have ability to control frequency, you have ability to be creative, that creative communication will compel engagement and you have a provision to get quick feedback. So this is what are the advantages of it. The disadvantages, little room for error, means if the campaign has an error not being tested, A-B testing, which I told you earlier, damage is done because it is released. Very difficult to withdraw. You may delete, you may withdraw, stop further insertion, but the digital footprint remains. So you see, that is a problem. Bad user experiences, if there is a ad is poorly designed, your UI, UX, so this thing, your sitemap is not very well, okay, it will create a bad user experience and that will percolate. Navigation issue, diverse screen size, so standardization, that adopting your this thing, though the word looks very easy, though I might have sounded, okay, but it is easy, it is not as easy. Standardization is a challenge so that visually user have a very smooth experience. So privacy concern, lot of, despite all the legislations and various other things, we always hear that this data is leaked in the world wide web or a dark web, as they say. So that's a big concern. Technological update, rapid changes are happening, certain things are getting outdated. So if you have invested earlier in that, you have to keep investing in newer technology to remain in the flow of a current mobile marketing. User fatigue, I've already told you, too much, incorrect, untimely connect with the customer will make him tired of you and therefore he will switch it off. Best practice for mobile marketing. This is the good thing to do so that your mobile marketing gets the due leverage. So be user centric. Who's going to use? You must know his stature, you must know his level. Think of your rural customer, if you have one, if you are trying to have one. So that is how you have to be very user-centric. So your entire designing of your campaign has to be such that it is friendly. Privacy and permission, always obtain at the right time the consent, okay, with a due this thing right of the customer, which is to opt out anytime. Make a responsive content. So just see that the content is optimized to fit various mobile screen, various mobile devices, various mobile technologies. Always test. We have done this, like as you can do that A-B testing for the print version or a digital version, you can do the A-B testing for even your mobile version communication. Use a lot of data analytics available for mobile marketing that will tell you what is working for you and what you need to improve upon for your mobile marketing. Personalization, get into more and more personalization. Doing a generic communication will not yield. So you have to have a proper optimization of your not only data, study of a data, determining the neo-niche targets, and then create your entire offer, exchange value, and then release it. So then it will get you the thing wherein the behavioral connect or a preference-based study or a location centricity can be brought in.